This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR, and this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strauser. Our sponsors are Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. As always, our archives are available on KJJR.com anytime. In the studios with us today, return guest Katie Scott and first-timer David Smith, both from Valley Medical Services. And we want to meet you guys, talk about it, and talk about all that you do. Katie, let's talk with you for just a minute. We've had you on the air before talking about your services, but tell us about yourself first before we get into the business talk this morning.
Sure. So I was born and raised in Montana, and I've lived in the Flathead for most of my life.
Do you have any family still here in the Flathead?
I do. I have my mom and my sister.
How did you get into this business, the testing and all these things that you do at Valley Medical?
So my stepmom had actually worked for the previous owner of Valley Medical back in 2000, and she had run into my dad and my stepmom at dinner one night and had mentioned that she was looking to sell the business. Me and my sister had took that adventure together.
Yeah, so you got into the business through family. So it's it was a family-owned business to begin with.
Me and my sister started together.
Oh, that's great.
Yep, Becky's definitely more medically qualified, and so she actually still helps us out at the clinic.
Okay, so well, what do you like to do when you're not testing people for COVID and all those things? What are some of your hobbies outside of that?
I love to fish and hunt, pretty much anything outdoors.
You're a huntress?
Oh, yeah.
That's great. All right, this young man over here, David Smith, he's a provider, advanced practice, registered nurse, but shorten that up for us just for a second. What should we actually call you?
I'm a nurse practitioner that focuses on family
medicine. That is so much easier, nurse practitioner. Tell us about yourself a little bit.
My father's lived here for about 50 years, and back in 2000, I bought a piece of property next to him and built a house and commuted between here and Seattle working for about 10 or 15 years. And I have a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old, and we like the outdoors very much. We do a lot of rafting, a lot of skiing, and then I hunt, but I tend to hunt my own property very, very keep it short. It's more of a job to fill the freezer.
Yeah, well, how did you become part of the staff here?
Katie approached me back in a very early part of this year and said they were looking to expand and start a family practice and walk-in clinic in addition to what they were already doing, which were DOT physicals, pre-employment physicals, also doing physicals for veterans who have disabilities.
Back to you, Katie. Let's talk a little bit of history. You started back in May, in fact, May 1st, 2014, right?
Yep, that was our start date.
How have things changed? This has to be incredible. How did they change from the beginning, how you got started? And that, and then COVID. What's the difference in the business since then?
So we primarily did workplace drug and alcohol testing, life insurance physicals, some health fairs. That was basically what the previous owner had established. And throughout the years, we were able to bring on a lot of different other occupational health services, DNA testing. We offer a discounted lab testing program where people can get affordable lab testing at a lot less of a cost. And then when COVID hit, it did change everything. We definitely were able to go from 3 employees. I think we almost have 20 now. So we've offered a lot of jobs in the community, and we're able to bring on other services, like having David for primary care.
Yeah, and you also work outdoors now, I noticed.
Yeah. Yep.
That's one big change. Okay, so we see you early, because our studios are right across the street. We see you guys working early in the morning. When do you start testing?
So now that we can run our own test in-house, we basically have an 8-to-3 schedule. But before that, we were having to come in and test people as early as 4 o'clock in the morning to be able to get the specimens sent to the laboratory to get the test results in time.
So you were getting up in the middle of the night and coming into work?
Sometimes.
Okay. Let's go back to you, Dave. In your business, I mean, you do a lot of things. You do a lot of different things. And tell us about some of the services offered outside of the testing.
So the services that we're offering at this point are, we're continuing with our DOT physicals 4 to 5 days a week. We're continuing with all our pre-employment physicals. We even have physicals sometimes with people who are trying to get on reality TV shows. We also are doing physicals for veterans who have disabilities that were contracted through a program through that the VA hires to do it. We're also looking to just beginning to start up a family practice, walk-in clinic, and we're also in discussions with some other companies that provide kind of a for-fee service type of concierge, and they're looking for additional providers. So we're in the early stages, and we're just really starting to branch out.
Well, we're going to talk more about what you do and the current situation with COVID-19 and so much more in our second half, and some of the testing options that you do as well. So we'll be back with our second part of the show today. Focus on the Flathead is on right now. And our sponsors again, Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. We'll be right back right here on KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh, yes, that's our plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. Focus on the Flathead. We are back, and in the studio today, our guest, Katie Scott. She's the owner of Valley Medical Services, and David Smith from Valley Medical Services. And we've been talking to you guys about how you got started and all the services that you offer and what the difference is between when you got started and all of a sudden there's COVID here across America. Let's talk about some of the testing again, some of the timelines that are involved in these things, because a lot of people ask these questions. I'm going to ask you questions people have asked us since your last time on the air with us, Katie. Say you get your tests after COVID. How long should that span be? Because, you know, you have the T cells, or heard so many different things. 6 months, a year between the time you have COVID and recovered and then get vaccinated.
Actually, as soon as your symptoms have resolved, that 14-day period, you can go ahead and get vaccinated.
Even after you get these healthy cells, the new antibodies.
If you do come down with confirmed COVID, you're symptomatic, you're feverish, you go through your isolation period, and once you're better, you know, within 2 weeks, you can go ahead and get vaccinated.
So it really doesn't have any effect on your natural antibodies?
No, it does. In fact, the current research is showing that people who have had infections and then get the vaccination have the strongest antibody response.
Wow.
And that's also true of people who have had the vaccination and then had breakthrough infections. They have subsequently shown to have the greatest number of antibodies.
How many tests can you do a day? It's increased quite a bit, hasn't it, Katie?
It has. So every hour, we should be able to run 19 tests.
And that's both types of tests? I mean, you could do the instant test and then the one that comes back in a few days. There's no difference.
So I'm referring to the PCR test, and I actually misspoke. It should be 24 tests that we can run every hour. So depending on what we have for a backlog and the number of hours we have in the day and how many staff members, we're able to conduct quite a few. So we are able to basically report results within 12 to 24 hours.
Okay, that's great. So you put a number up on your phone. Does that mean you could do 576?
Yeah, in a 24-hour period, we theoretically can do 576 PCRs.
Well, that's pretty amazing.
And then you throw on top of that all the, you know, immediate antigen tests.
In the testing that you've done so far, do you provide information to the county health? So how many active cases there are out there? How many positive tests are out there? Do you guys have to report that?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so that's how they kind of find and follow up on you. Because they called me when I had COVID. It's, you know, asked how I was doing, but also followed up. It was a very cool system where they texted me every day and I had to report my symptoms as they kind of waned. So that starts with you guys after the testing, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
And then also in-house, we make it a priority to call every one of our positives just to follow up and make sure that if they have any questions about, you know, isolation protocols, people around them, and we try and answer them and point them at the correct resources also.
Let's talk about Delta variant for a second, because everybody says the Delta variant's going nuts. It's taking over the whole U.S. right now. Does your test detect that the same way it detected before COVID-19?
Yeah, it does. The only difference is that we do not have the capability to determine whether it's the previous COVID or the Delta variant. But it does detect in both our antigen and PCR testing.
What do you guys make of this? I mean, we have this variant, then there's some other variants coming in. We've heard of the Lambda variant and a couple of other, the MU variant. Have we seen those in the Flathead yet?
You know, I do not know that.
I just wondered. It's kind of a thing that we're hearing all over the world, actually.
Well, and I know statistically the last number that I saw was that about 88% of the variants being seen in the U.S. right now are Delta. So just from that, most of what we've probably seen is Delta. But as far as numbers specific to the Flathead, I do not know.
Okay, let's talk about the facility itself for just a minute. Where do you guys see yourself in a few years? We're hoping that this all starts waning and going away eventually. But where do you see Valley Medical here? Say, let's talk 5 years from now.
We definitely have great visions for the future. We are considering opening more of an urgent care type of service, as well as bringing on the primary care and walk-in services, as well as adding in more providers.
So 5 years from now, you could have to add on and maybe move to a different facility. You never know.
Probably just add on.
Well, we have walk-in services. We have the family practice. Is that in full swing now?
We're just getting up and running.
Okay, good. Well, it's really great to have you guys in here and clarify a few things and talk about where you're headed in the future. Anything else you guys want to talk about before we wrap it up here?
Not for me. I think you've covered it all.
The only thing that I can think of is there's a huge shortage right now in testing supplies. So not only has it caused the price to go up significantly, but also so the manufacturing companies of these tests, they're the ones that are basically through the testing kits that we get that they keep up on whether or not that we can detect the variants that are coming.
Thanks for the information, you guys, and thanks for being in here. You're welcome to come back and give us updates anytime and talk about this. Katie Scott, she's the owner, and Dave Smith from Valley Medical Services, thank you so much for being here on Focus on the Flathead.
Thank you.
This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And again, our sponsors are Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. We'll be back next week right here with another Focus on the Flathead on KJJR.